Italian Coast Guard blocks German migrant taxi NGO in Sicily. By Chris Tomlinson on June 8, 2021. The Italian Coast Guard detained the German migrant taxi NGO CI on Friday after the NGO had dropped off 415 migrants in the Sicilian port of Pozzallo. The Coast Guard announced the blocking of the NGO's vessel, the CI-4, on Saturday in Palermo for reportedly failing to comply with security rules. An inspection revealed various irregularities of a technical nature likely to compromise not only the safety of crew members but also that of people who have been or could in the future be recovered on board during rescue operations, the Coast Guard said in a statement, France Info reports. The report noted that despite the NGO picking up over 400 people, it only had enough life-saving equipment on board to help a maximum of 27 people. If the ship were in distress, it would not be able to guarantee the evacuation and safety of everyone on board, according to the Coast Guard. CI released a statement of their own in response to the blocking of the ship, which now remains detained in Palermo. In essence, the argument is always the same. German rescue ships would regularly save too many people from drowning and do not have the right certification for such a humanitarian purpose, Chairman of CI Gordon Isler said. Our captain carried out the duty of sea rescue in an exemplary manner. He witnessed cases of distress at sea and carried out a safe rescue. The EU states could learn from that, Isler added. The detaining of the CI-4 comes after its very first mission in the Mediterranean, as the vessel was only procured by the NGO late last year and was financed largely by the group United for Rescue, based in Hanover. As CI notes in their press release, the detainment by Italian authorities is just the latest for the NGO, as its other vessel, the Alan Kurdi, was also detained for 6 months until its release in April. The ship has since been transferred to Spain for maintenance work. Migrant taxi NGO activity has ramped up in recent months, and some in the Italian media have slammed NGOs for exploiting pictures of dead children on the beaches of Libya in order to increase public support for their activities. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.